Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Neck Off Radio. Here are today's top stories. The UK's defence plans continue to dominate political debate. Analysts say the country's next Prime Minister could face difficult decisions over public spending, balancing increased defence investment with funding for healthcare, education, and the cost of living. Energy companies are urging households across the UK to submit updated electricity and gas meter readings as prices rise once again. Providing accurate readings will help customers avoid estimated bills that may be higher than their actual usage. A growing number of young people from Generation Z are preparing for retirement without expecting to rely on the state pension. Many are choosing to invest in private savings and pension schemes much earlier, reflecting concerns about the future of public finances. In the United States, President Donald Trump is reported to have earned more than $1 billion from cryptocurrency investments during his first year back in office. The figures have renewed debate over financial transparency and the regulation of digital assets. In Venezuela, rescue teams have saved a three-year-old child who survived for 6 days beneath the rubble following the devastating earthquake. The child was taken to hospital after being rescued by international emergency crews, while search operations continue for other survivors. Health experts are calling for women living with polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS, to receive annual NHS health checks. They say regular monitoring could help detect complications such as diabetes, heart disease, and hormone-related conditions much earlier. In sport, England will be without defenders Jarrell Kwanzaa and Reece James for their FIFA World Cup round of 32 match against the Democratic Republic of Congo due to injury. The big question now is whether the Leopards of DR Congo can upset one of the tournament favourites. With confidence growing after impressive performances and passionate support from Congolese fans around the world, DR Congo will be hoping to produce one of the biggest surprises of the World Cup. And now, the weather in Manchester. It will be another warm day with plenty of sunshine and a few passing clouds. Temperatures are expected to reach around 29 degrees Celsius, with light winds throughout the day. That's the latest news from Neck Off Radio. Thank you for listening, have a wonderful day, and stay tuned to Neck Off Radio.